with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A week to Election Day, former President Trump pressing his Make America Great Again message, this time at a rally in Atlanta.
Your vote in this election, could you imagine 7 days? We, not me, we will end inflation, we will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country, and we will bring back the American dream. We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back.
Democrat Kamala Harris spent yesterday in the swing state of Michigan. And this may not come to mind when you think of election interference.
A call in the early morning hours to 911 indicating that there was smoking and a fire at one of our ballot boxes.
Vancouver Police Chief Troy Price telling KATU-TV that authorities are investigating ballot box fires, those fires in Vancouver as well as Portland, Oregon. Also at SRNNews.com, Elon Musk being hauled into court by Philadelphia's progressive DA at issue Musk's $1 million voter sweepstakes.
Musk is a vocal Donald Trump supporter. He spoke at the rally at Madison Square Garden in New York.
The future is going to be amazing.
Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner, a Democrat, is suing, saying he is charged with protecting the public from public nuisances and unfair trade practices, including illegal lotteries. The America PAC sweepstakes offers $1 million every day until Election Day to a person in a battleground state who has signed a petition supporting the Constitution. President Biden was asked about it.
I think it's totally inappropriate.
A spokesperson for Musk says the cash awards will continue. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dodgers game away from clinching the 2024 World Series. Los Angeles taking a 3-0 lead, topping the Yankees 4-2 last night. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
Sounds like an unusual question, but Lifeway Research has been asking it, and the good news is that the vast majority of Protestants who attend church, 92%, say yes, they do trust their pastor. The Lifeway poll goes on to reveal that men are more likely than women to completely trust their pastor, 93% versus 89%. Churchgoers with evangelical beliefs are also more likely than those without such beliefs to be trusting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The San Jose State University women's volleyball team finds itself at the center of a storm around transgenderism as it makes a run toward a conference title. Former President Trump and other politicians have mentioned the team in their campaign speeches. Last week, the University of Nevada, Reno, became the fifth team to cancel a game against the Spartans, who have a man on their squad. This is SRN News. Jail time for another participant in the January 6th unrest at the U.S. Capitol.
An actor known for his roles in the television comedies Bob's Burgers and Arrested Development has been sentenced to 1 year in prison for his part in the mob's attack on the U.S. Capitol nearly 4 years ago. Jay Johnston joined other rioters in a heave-ho push against police officers guarding a tunnel entrance to the Capitol during the January 6th, 2021 riot. Johnston expressed regret for his conduct before being sentenced to 1 year and 1 day behind bars. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, tens of thousands of protesters have massed outside Parliament, demanding the annulment of the weekend parliamentary election that the president has alleged was rigged with the help of the Kremlin. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far in positive territory. More details at SRNNews.com.